Welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Patareal. I am the diva of the entire brand. That includes the television show, the Roku and Amazon channels, Apple TV, Access 21's favorite diva, okay, Spectrum Cable, AT&T, Uverse, you name it. The diva has been broadening her reach, okay? Because grown folk follow me, not them kids. I don't want no kids following me. If you're not mature in thought, if you don't know how to process a difference of opinion or communicate your difference of opinion effectively, I'm not the one to follow because I don't do that foolishness, okay? We read the foolishness. We don't do it over here. But hey, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I see you come on into the room. Hi, Kelvin. Hi, Jerome. I see you, babies. Hello. Happy New Year to all of you. So, welcome to Talk That Talk. Again, my name is Angela Patareal. If you know me personally, you know you call me Gayla, okay? But yeah, we have a letter, guys. I'm going to turn Eric down because we need to get into some things. I hope you guys are enjoying the page. I have the best of throwback entertainment that always never fails to satisfy your throwback cravings, okay? On the Diva Speaks Relationships Facebook page. You can also find the very same content on my Roku channel when I'm not flying, because sometimes I forget to change the channel lineup. So I do apologize if you've been following me on my Roku channel and I haven't changed the lineup yet. I'm gonna do better this year. I promise. I'm gonna do better this year. My time has been divided, you know. So let a diva slide with that. But guys, we got a letter. We got a letter. And I'm going to take a different approach, okay? I'm going to take a different approach. If you've listened to me give feedback, right, on my other letters, I tend to be a little long-winded, right? Because I have a lot to say on certain, you know, sugar, honey, iced tea. But this particular letter, I'm not going to waste too much of your time because I feel like we have the rest of the year to fellowship and dive into this foolishness. So tonight, I'm going to do something just a little bit different. I'm going to keep it short and sweet, kind of, sort of, a little bit, or whatever. I'm going to try to look at the comments as you guys are funneling into the room. But we have a letter, guys, from a woman who wants to know what to do about her, I guess, failed love affair. Listen, some stuff I can't, oh Lord Jesus, come on, tell me my mouse ain't stop working. All right, there we go. Nope, hold on guys. Sometimes my Mac computer don't want to act right. It don't want to let me be great. So what am I going to do, Jesus? If not, I'm going to have to improvise, but I can do it. I apologize for the inconvenience. Let me see, the mouse. The mouse is doing what it wants to do. So if I can't pull the letter up, I'm going to do my best to recollect what she wrote. She wrote into my show about this foolishness. Oh, Lord Jesus, why won't it connect? Okay, so we have a letter. I can't pull it up. This is how 2024 is starting off. It will not pull up. We have a letter. I think I can do it like this, guys. Go over here to the second one. Ain't that just like the devil? You know, you try to get something good going on and you got a flow, you got a rhythm, everything's going well. You got everything lined up to how you want it to go. And then out of nowhere, things start going wrong. That's what happens, right? I am going to try to get this pulled up because this is worthy of a conversation, but it will not act right for me. Let's see. Let me try something else. I apologize. You guys know I'm never this unorganized. But it just don't want to act right whatsoever. Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to do is do my best to recollect what was wrote to me because my computer, my mouse, has failed to stop working. It's failed to work on me. So anyway, we got a letter from a side chick, guys. A side chick who'd been in a relationship with this married man for quite some time. 2 years to be exact. I hate that it's not pulling up. All right, okay. It said connected. So what are we doing? Father God, because I want to read her. Okay. I got it. Patience. Okay, so we have a letter from a side chick, and I'm going to read it. I got it to working, okay? I got it to working. God is good. Okay, she says, the married man I've been seeing was caught and had to admit our affair to his wife. Thank you for your patience, everybody. He told her he was in love with me and wanted to be with me. Of course he did. Then, over the course of 2 weeks without seeing me, he decided to stay with her because his wife wanted to go to therapy and wanted him to give her another chance. Imagine that. She wasn't affectionate and had let herself go. He also had one child left in the home who hadn't gone to college yet. Okay. Anyway, I told him he needed to tell her the truth and that he pursued me repeatedly and the actual length of our affair. So are you guys caught up right now? Because I know it's a little choppy right now. I'm getting myself together. So far the mistress has, the ex, the side chick or whatever, is telling us that she's been in a 2-year love affair with this married man, and the wife discovered about the affair. So here we are. Anyway, I told him he needed to tell her the truth, that he pursued me repeatedly and the length of our affair. In parentheses, she has 2 years. I'm pretty sure he lied about many things, and I want to let her know the truth. Of course you do. I do not want him back. I'm trying to move on, and I want to at least let his wife know those are the facts so she knows the degree of our affair and how much I'm sure that he's lied about. Yeah, of course you want her to know. I'm sure some will say I'm trying to cause problems, but I feel this is the best way to put this behind me and move on. I want her to know how long it lasted and that I didn't have my claws out for him as he told me that she said that. I am with a wonderful man now that is truly there for me, but I want the wife to know the truth and want to close this chapter of my life, but I feel I need to do this in order to do that. What would you do in this situation? This all happened about 6 months ago. If you're just now tuning in, I apologize. It was a little bit choppy. Plus, guys, I don't have on my glasses tonight. The glasses ain't gonna work with the hat and the earrings and all I got going on up here. So forgive me. I'm trying to get it together. Okay, in 2024. Don't you judge a sister. So anyway, if you're just not tuning in, we got a mistress that wrote in, right? And she's letting us know that the married man that she's been seeing for the past 2 years, his wife discovered the affair. And unbeknownst to her, during a 2-week period where she and her married man lover wasn't talking, he decided he wanted to stay with his wife and work it out. But the story that she was told was the wife wanted to work it out. The wife wanted him to give her another chance, even though he cheated, right? He's the one been thought bopping in the streets, and the wife begged him to give her another chance. So anyway, the mistress goes, I just want her to know the truth about what kind of man she's dealing with and that I didn't have my claws out in him. And so the mistress ends the letter with letting us know. Okay, she lets us know. She wanted us to know that she's with a wonderful man right about now and that she doesn't want this married man lover of hers that she's been dealing with for the past 2 years. She don't want him back at all. She said she don't want him back. She was like, you can do that on your own. But before she moves on with her life, she wants to let the wife know every little detail about that affair that she feels the wife doesn't know right now. So here is where we are with it. Are you all caught up? Let me see what you got in the comments. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hello, hello, hello. I love the hat. Thank you, Alicia. Where did I get it from? I don't know, girl. I'll be all in them streets shopping. This hat is at least 4 years old, to be fair. I'm not trying to, you know, gatekeep where I get my stuff from. It's like 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember. Beginning in Oklahoma. Okay. Anyway. So, she wrote in and she wants to know, what would I do? What would you do in this situation? And I got something I want to say. I said I was going to start off the new year with a different approach, right? I'm struggling with to tell you guys some stuff. So you hear the hesitation because part of me wants to share something a little bit personal, but I don't think it's time just yet. No, it's not time yet. But let me say this. In a day and age where I feel that the enemy makes it appear that side chicks, side pieces, side boos, side dudes are winning. Yeah, it does look like that. I would say to most people that have suffered an injury in their marriage due to a third party being involved, the enemy does make it look like the side pieces and the third parties in the relationships that have a hand in destroying your marriages. It does make it look like they win. They win. They get what they want. With so much of that going on, and sometimes members of the body of Christ don't understand why God allows such things to go on. It can get confusing even to a believer. If you was to be honest, if it ever happens to you, it could get very confusing because you're struggling with trying to understand what the word tells you about adulterers and what the word tells you about, you know, touch not thy anointed and do my prophet no harm. And what the word tells you about you reap what you sow, but in your own life, you see something completely different going on. With that being said, I can say how most people that don't give a shit about what the Bible says, don't mind interfering in a marriage. They gloat about it because there seems, I didn't say it's the actuality of it, there seems to be like they can get away with anything. They can have what they want. They can do what they want. And there are no consequences for what they do. I just said it seems like that. If you have a true and authentic relationship with God, and if you've ever had a struggle in your walk with your faith, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about without judgment. You'll know exactly what those feelings are. It has nothing to do with your love for Christ. It has nothing to do with your love for God. It has everything to do with what is happening to you. So with so much of that going on, and so many of them, it seems to be left unchecked and unscathed by what they've done. Their participation in the dismantling of a marriage, including the adulterous spouse, it's a lot of this going on. It is a lot of that going on, and you can't convince me otherwise that it's not. I get letter after letter. My whole therapeutic game set was built on crisis in relationships and marriages, right? I even got one called Surviving Infidelity. So it doesn't surprise me that we got a woman like this that writes in to us wanting us to know, you know, what will we do? First of all, ma'am, we are not the same. Let's be very clear. We are not the same. What would I do? I would have never found myself in a position where I am, with my good sense, okay, messing around and in a relationship with a married man. Say what you want about Angela, my real name, Angela. I'm too selfish to share my man knowingly, willingly. I'm just not going to do that. Number one. Number two, maybe not in this order. I fear God. I've watched a lot of people, you know, not reap the consequences of their
drinking
actions.
Drinking warm water before
but
bed
God, let
shrinks
it be
a swollen
me
prostate overnight.
Does something.
Thousands of men
sure
are regaining control of their bladders every night as they sleep.
Literally.
By adding one unusual ingredient.
In that moment. So I've always been too scared to challenge God like that, to step outside of what I know to be right. I just don't do things like that. So you and I are not the same. But here's what I will say. You say in the letter that at the end, I am with a wonderful man now who is truly there for me. This is what you said. I am with a wonderful man now who is truly there for me, but I want the wife to know the truth and close this chapter of my life. Hey guys. Woo. So here's what I'm gonna say. I'm glad that you have a wonderful man now. I am. From the bottom of my heart, I'm so glad that you as a former side chick, you as a former mistress, that you have found a wonderful man. I'm so happy. Hold on, guys. Don't leave me yet. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm happy that you found a wonderful man. As a matter of fact, I hope this man is so unbelievably good to you for the next few years of your life that this relationship that you are in with this wonderful man takes you all the way to the altar. I do. I want that for you. I want this man to be so good to you, baby, that you fall madly in love with him, that when you think your heart can't take any more of the goodness and the love of this man, you just want to pass out. He just gives you more and more. I pray that this man makes you his wife. I do. I pray that you say yes. I do. I want him to make you his wife. And then out of nowhere, I hope, it is my hope, that this man strays outside of your marriage. That this man carries on a 2 to 4 year affair behind your back or blatantly in front of your face, and that it shatters you to pieces. Because I believe that it is only at a moment like that that a woman like you will truly understand the hurt and devastation you caused another woman in her marriage. Yeah, I do. See, people like you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it until it actually happens to you and your life is left in shambles and pieces. So this wonderful man that you're with, I pray that it goes all the way for you. I want it to take you to another level. I hope that the love that this man gives you feels like a reflection of God's love for you. And that somewhere along the way, that you are taught a lesson in what you have done to another woman. Okay? Because now that you've had your way with her husband, and you're done with the married man that you was in a 2-year affair with, because now you found somebody of your own. So you're done. Of course you don't want him back. Because now he's baggage to you, and now you have an opportunity to start a brand new relationship with a guy who just wants you. Of course you don't want this married man anymore. Look at the damage that you participated in causing in another home, in another family. And this piece of shit husband that was cheating with you, he don't get off unscathed. You wrote in, he didn't. But I'll tell you this. You need to keep your nose out of other people's marriages and relationships. Whether that wife knows or not is none of your business. It's not your place to tell her what you feel that she doesn't know. It's not your place. Stay in your lane. And most of the time, I dare to say this. I dare to say this. I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me on this. Most of the time, some of the time, you ain't telling that wife nothing that she doesn't already know. You think most women out here are totally clueless? Even if they don't have evidence or proof of an affair, there are subtle changes or sometimes blatant changes in your man or your husband's behavior that point to something that says to the wife, something's not right. I haven't caught you yet. But something's not right. And if she's a praying woman, if she has any kind of relationship with God Almighty, he will eventually allow her to discover what needs to be discovered. You're not telling that wife anything that she doesn't know. What you are going to do, if you stick your nose out and try to reach out to this woman and spill the tea about her husband, you're going to put yourself in harm's way or get your feelings hurt or your face cracked or all of the above. Stay out of married people's business. But I feel you're not going to understand or get that until it actually happens to you. There's a part in the letter, the earlier part of the letter. Let me read this back, guys. You said, then over the course of 2 weeks without seeing me, he decided to stay with his wife and wanted to go to therapy. And she wanted him to give her another chance to change. She wasn't affectionate and she let herself go. You say that in the first part of the letter. Then a little bit ways down in the letter, you talk about, I'm pretty sure he lied about many things and I want to let her know the truth. Well, which is it? Which is it? I mean, if you can acknowledge that this married man has lied about many things, what makes you think that he was telling you the truth about his wife wasn't being affectionate or that she had let herself go? What proof do you have of that? You see, people, you're cherry picking what you want to believe. You want to believe that she let herself go. You want to believe that she wasn't affectionate. And that's the reason for the affair with you, right? But then you say, you're pretty sure he's lied about many things. He's lied about everything, including to you. If he lies to her, he'll lie to you. What makes you think that you was going to get any different? What makes you think that you were better than her? And even if she wasn't affectionate, let's start there. Let's just say she wasn't affectionate. Maybe this wife already knows something that you aren't privy to because it's none of your damn business. Maybe this woman wasn't affectionate because she know her husband out here dirty dogging her behind her back. Ain't no woman trying to be affectionate with a man that's out here thought bopping in the streets and sharing himself all over the place with other women. Have you ever thought about that? If you haven't, your day will come real soon because you have a wonderful man now. And I'm hoping this man takes you all the way to the altar so that you can get to experience what it is to be a wife on the receiving end, somebody breaking the vows and your heart, okay? But let's get back to that. So if she wasn't affectionate, that's none of your business. And it wasn't his place to tell you. And that speaks to the character of this man. Why is he talking his wife's business to you? It's one thing to get up in between your legs when he ain't supposed to be there. But now he's slamming his wife to you. That's none of your business. And if she wasn't affectionate with him, I'm pretty sure there's a good reason. Would you want to share yourself with a man that you're married to, that you know is sleeping around on you, or he's acting different, treating you different? One day soon, you're gonna know. Then the other part is, you said in parentheses, she wasn't affectionate and she had let herself go. That makes you feel good? Does that make you feel more of a woman? That the married man that you were sleeping with told you that his wife had let herself go? It makes you feel good, all warm and fuzzy inside. Okay. Even if she has let herself go, could be true, maybe not. I don't know, people sometimes get comfortable in relationships, in life period. I mean, you don't have to be in a relationship sometimes, let yourself go. There have been times in my life where I haven't always looked my best. I don't think I've ever let myself go. I'm too vain for that. But to any woman that has, you know, had some issues, maybe struggled with depression, or maybe after the birth of a child, or she's had several children, or maybe a series of events have happened in her life that she is not as concerned with her appearance as she did in yesteryears, things happen. Who are we to judge any woman in her walk in life and how she's handling things and her stress? Maybe she did let herself go. But does that give him a free pass to go and sleep around behind her back and talk about her to you, his mistress? That speaks to what type of piece of shit husband he is to her. And after knowing everything that you know an awful lot because you put it in the letter. You want to hurt this woman even more by letting her know even more information that you have about her husband and the two of you guys' affair. You want this woman to know that her husband pursued you and that you didn't have your claws in him. So what if he pursued you? You gave in, didn't you? You spread them open and busted wide open for her husband. So it doesn't matter if you chased him or he pursued you. You consented for 2 years to laying up with her husband. And now you want her to know the truth. Man, you better keep your nose out of grown folk business, okay? Because you're playing dangerous games with a woman who may not be mentally stable and who may give you a run for your money. Keep your nose out of her business. You've caused enough damage and havoc in this woman's life by sleeping around with her no good cheating lying husband. You need to go on about your business. Concentrate on that wonderful man that you got. Concentrate on that wonderful man that you got that is so good to you, because it is my hope. Okay. I see you guys. I see all the love. I'm seeing it. I don't have my glasses, but I can see a little bit. Thank you guys. And happy new year. Welcome to the show. I'm wrapping it up. Concentrate on that wonderful man that you got, girl. And when is your turn? As I end this live show, when is your turn? To God be the glory. When is your turn? Once you have become somebody's wife, and once you have gotten comfortable in that life, and once you have started thanking God, oh, Lord, I thank you for this husband of mine. Lord, I thank you for this provider that you gave me. Oh, Lord, he loves me so good. Lord, I thank you. Once you get to that level, and then things start to crumble for you, you'll get it. I want you to remember everything that you were so cocky about when it came to the wife that you wanted to deliver the fatal blow to about her husband. I would only hope that the woman in your future who your soon-to-be husband will have an affair with, I would hope that she spares you no mercy as well with the details about the affair that is bound to happen. You see, life doesn't really work like that, despite what I said at the beginning of the live about it appearing that the side pieces and mistresses and side dudes or whatever, that they get away with it. And that's just the way it feels sometimes. One day this year I commit to telling you guys my story. But it does seem like it, that they get away with certain things. You know, it seems like they get to carry on, like in this case, for years with an affair. You know, devastation ensues a household and they just walk away, whatever. But I know, I'm smart enough to know that whatever is written in the Bible is the truth, and heaven and earth shall pass away before God tells a lie. So if he said it, it shall happen. You're going to reap what you sow. You ain't going to like it. Write me back when it happens to you. That's what I would love. Write me back when it happens to you so that I can come back on camera, talk to my audience, revisit this letter, and tell them about what you're going through at that particular point and time. That's it, guys. That's the letter. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024. Same shit, different day. These people are not going to learn, but life has to teach them, not us. But if you are bold enough to be carrying on with a married man, then you have to be bold enough to accept the consequences of your actions whenever that may happen for you. And that's where we are with it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the first live. I'm so sorry I've been neglecting y'all. I have had my schedule is so crazy, guys. And the days that I have off, I have just been preoccupied with some things. And it's hard to keep up sometimes, but God is good. I do commit to coming over here live and not giving you guys the leftovers. You are my favorite audience. I love the followers here on the Diva Speaks Relationships Facebook page. You are my grown and sexy audience. I really appreciate you. So this year in 2024, you are my first priority. My lives will be here with you because I do appreciate the caliber of followers that I have over here. So that's it. That's all. Happy New Year to you and your family too. Hi, Gail. Hold on, guys. Let me acknowledge you before I get out of here. Hi, Alice, Jerome, Janet, Kelvin, if y'all are still in the room, hello, hello, Jay, hello, hello, hi, guys, and Miss Rios, yes, guys. You brighten my day, possible.